Okay? Value meal, schmalu meal. I'll tell you what you can do with your breakfast burrito. A 27-year-old, all we ever did was talk about them.
Elvis liked McDonald's. You know, he liked all of them. As a matter of fact,
that's what killed him.
Elvis wasn't discriminating. He liked all them fast food burger chains.
A 27-year-old divorcee says she met Elvis in June when he was appearing at a country music club near her home.
Mm-hmm.
They had an affair, and she's expecting Elvis's baby. Let's call her.
I'm in love. I'm all screwed up. All right. Whenever I think of Elvis, we'll have to call Major Bill.
Oh, yeah.
The only man on the face of the earth that truly believes Elvis is still alive.
How much you want to bet we'll call down there and he's drunk?
Drunk or sleeping.
Well, he was usually drunk at 6, 7 in the morning.
Hello, Don and Juan.
Oh, thanks, Diana.
Nice to hear you again.
Well, there's the number of Major Bill. Hello, yes, this is WJFK Radio, Washington, D.C. We're on the air right now. We're looking for Vanessa Johnson, please.
Yeah, the wrong number.
The wrong number?
Yeah, there's no Vanessa Johnson. There's no woman there that claims she's going to have Elvis's baby?
No, absolutely not.
Is this the Johnson residence in Shreveport?
Yes, this is the Johnson residence, but it's, there's no Vanessa Johnson here.
Well, what's your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
My name is Webster Johnson.
Webster, do you have a cousin? Do you have a long-lost sister, perhaps, named Vanessa?
I have no relatives named Vanessa at all.
Do you know of a Vanessa, or have you gotten any other phone calls?
No.
Well, now, she says, listen to this. This woman from Shreveport named Vanessa Johnson. Now, she works at a drugstore there. She says that she met Elvis when she was performing at a country club, and the name he was using was Tater Jones. Tater, like you know, tater tots.
Right.
Do you remember any guy appearing as Tater Jones?
Not that I know of.
Do you think Elvis is dead or alive?
I think he's probably dead.
Probably dead.
Probably dead, so you're not sure. You mean there's an element of doubt in there.
I mean, well, he's obviously dead. I mean, you know.
Obviously, well, no, come out and say it, sir. Say Elvis is dead.
Elvis is dead.
He has a colony of ants living in his ear.
I wouldn't know whether he does or not.
Well, Vanessa says that Elvis Presley is a wonderful lover and a tender, delightful human being.
Are you sure there's nobody? Are you sure, like, your mom and dad didn't have a sister you don't know about?
No, I'm absolutely positive about this.
She's not upstairs, like, chained to the bed or anything like that?
No, it's a one-story house.
Have you looked in the basement?
There's no basement.
Do you have a cellar?
It's a one-story house and there's no basement?
Yes.
What is it, like a shack?
No, it's a pretty nice house.
Is it a trailer? Is it a mobile home?
No, it's a house. It's just a high water table around here.
Does it have wheels on it?
No.
High water table. Does the house float?
No, it's just you can't build a basement.
You can't build a thing. Okay, now we're really starting to show our prejudice towards the South, so we'll end this now.
All right, well, we appreciate you talking to us. If you happen to see a blonde-haired woman that looks like she's got a screw loose, tell her to give us a call.
Okay.
And thank you for letting us drape ourselves in your Confederate flag.
Oh, well.
Tally-ho.
You're more than welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I love it when they can't figure out how to say goodbye.
Well, now, as long as we're on the subject of Elvis, at 308 on WJFK FM and AM,
yes.
Let's try to call that old coot, Major Bill Smith.
Time to introduce all of our new afternoon listeners to this super deluxe feed. This man that has parlayed Elvis being alive into money for himself.
Oh, listen, and praise the brides from the pages of your Washington Post coming up with 12 beautiful, bouncing babes. Let's rock. In a couple of seconds here on WJFK. Plus, we're going to play the phone booth game today and a whole lot more.
Hello?
Mage.
Hello?
Major?
Yeah.
Mage.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike.
Mage, it's us. We're out in the afternoon now.
How are you, really? We're at the same place?
No, we're...
Mage, is this you?
Yeah, I have two people on the phone. Let me see. Can you hold this one second?
Yeah, Mage.
He's drunk. Yeah. He's really drunk now, isn't he? Yeah, but he's down in my...
I was up to my waist in a gym bottle, and I
was on the phone to Jim Beam.
I didn't know. Don and Mike,
this is Major Bill.
Hey, there he is, Major Bill Smith.
How are you, Major?
Hey, man, I like the applause even better. I don't know where you are, but I like the applause better.
Major, we're on a brand new station. We're at WJFK.
WJFK.
That's right, just like the president.
Seems like I've heard of the initials JFK.
Thanks so, Midge. And we're in the same town. We're still in Washington. We're doing the afternoon show now.
Well, wonderful.
And we just had a call into a woman in Louisiana Turns out we had the wrong number, but her name is Vanessa Johnson, and she claims that she is carrying Elvis's baby. And we couldn't get through to her, and we figured you know all about Elvis. And, of course, for those who have never heard Major Bill before, who don't know him, Mage, could you tell everybody about your history with the King?
Number one, in a thumbnail, I am a producer. The Major, by the way, is legitimate, and retired officer out of the Air Force. But I produced Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel, Hey Paul, and Last Kiss. I say that to say I didn't come on the cabbage truck. I started with Elvis Presley in 55. I've been with him ever since. I've been his constant companion and manager and everything.
Now, what about those who would say Elvis is dead? What about those who would say Elvis is dead?
Elvis is about as dead as that investigating committee up there in your hometown. Man, that's
ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
About as dead as the investigating committee of investigating Mr. Gates up there. Elvis, I tell you what Elvis has done.
What?
After all that mess and bunch of garbage and junk on the Elvis files, which thank God I didn't have anything to do with.
Now, was that a show that that tried to show Elvis is still alive?
Yeah. The one that Gail... middle name I won't say, Gorgio. I had him call her one time, and she was warned not to tape the conversation that you're about to have, and she said, what would I be doing with the tape recording in bed with me at 2:30 in the morning? She didn't have it in bed with her. She had it in the conflicted garage.
Now you have...
goes out and gets it and tapes Elvis, and then they throw it on the screen there.
Boy, yeah, let me tell you something.
Five times after that show.
You're going to hear a lot more lively in the afternoon, partner.
Huh?
It's a new Major that we're seeing.
You just sound so much more awake and alive. This is wonderful.
Man, I tell you, I rip them apart. And plus the fact that we'll even be able, when I do hear from him, I mean, he left the Pitcairn country. I don't even know which one of his islands. He's got one in the Pacific and one in the Atlantic.
What is this? Ponderous, man.
He's on the one in the Pacific.
Ponderous. Ponderous.
He got so mad that he took off, but he called me five times and told me, he said, if they want to know about Elvis Presley, why don't they ask me?
Mage?
Or at least ask my manager, Major Bill Smith.
Mage?
He said, they didn't even play my
Mage.
New record. Well, you know his new record.
Hey, we played it.
You think he's seen me.
Mage?
Right.
Mage, did Elvis ever perform since his death, or supposed death, has he ever performed as Tater Jones?
No, he always went under the name of Johnny Hara.
Johnny Hara, never Tater.
Now, Mage, listen, I got a question for you about Elvis. When's the last time you spoke to him?
Right after that Cotton Picket show. He called me five times.
Yeah, when was that?
Oh, gosh, I think it was back in June, wasn't it?
So you haven't heard from him for a while. Where do you think he is right now?
I tell you, it was back in August. But I'll tell you one thing very important.
What's that?
August the 9th, 1991, Elvis Presley week down at Memphis down there. They had the whole complete truth story in the Memphis Commercial Appeal that Scripps Howard picked up all over up there.
Ponderous, man.
And
ponderous. Ponderous.
Sent me a cassette of Green Green Grass of Home where he changed the lyrics. I just talked to the publisher this morning, and I think we're going to be able to come out with it.
When do you think Elvis would be able to call us, Mage?
Well, buddy, like I said, he got so mad that morning, he took off, and I haven't heard from him since. But
is he in the Caribbean by any chance?
Huh?
In the Caribbean?
No. Well, I don't know whether he's on that one or whether he's on the one in the Pacific. He spent the first year on the one in the Pacific. That
he's
was another lie about that show.
He's in great shape now, right?
Well, I'll give you a description of... the last time I spent 5 days in Florida, and I'll give you a description for all you women out there.
Really?
He is still he's handsome enough that two French beautiful gals, one of them couldn't even speak English, but she could see Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Of course, he went under the name of John, of course. But anyhow, He had on a pale blue shirt to match his eyes, with his thin beard and mustache.
Yeah, no pendulated stomach like when he was performing.
No, he weighed about 197 pounds.
Right. I was weighing 197. Is his hair still jet black?
He can go up and down. But I have a picture.
Is his hair still jet black?
And on July the 19th, 1991.
Is his hair still jet black?
I beg your pardon?
Is his hair still jet black?
His hair has never been jet black. That was shoe polish when the colonel, the colonel, the phony Dutchman without the passport, that would take a hot plate and put sawdust on it and put chickens on it and charge to watch the dance of chickens. He used shoe polish to blacken his hair.
Wait a minute, is this an attack on Colonel Tom Parker?
Attack on Colonel Tom Parker? No, it's the truth.
You mean,
what color is Elvis's hair now?
Wait a minute.
The last time that I was giving you a description of, it was, I'd say, silver. With black specks in it. He still got some black in his, or was brown. He never was.
Some brown.
He was always brown-headed.
What did Colonel Parker do with the chickens, mate?
And the sawdust?
He took a hot plate, put sawdust on there, and put chickens on there, and charged the people to watch them dance. Oh. Elvis told me that story.
Oh. Hey, man, I'd like to see that, too.
Well, I mean, he didn't have a passport. Elvis told me, he said...
Yeah, but he had an electrical outlet, didn't he?
Well, Elvis wants to... He would have been on the stage if that program hadn't come out. He would have been on stage during concerts before the end of November.
Elvis would have.
Yes.
Right.
And he wants to go to Europe because he got cheated out of that. He couldn't go any place because the colonel didn't have a passport.
Yeah, lots of chickens in Europe.
After
the colonel started doing this stuff with the chickens and the hot plate, did he get his passport?
He never has had a passport.
How's he gone to Europe?
Why, he never could go anywhere.
Hasn't Colonel Parker ever gone to Europe?
No, sir.
What about the Bahamas? Did you need a passport to go there?
I don't think so.
Where did the chickens dance on the hot plate?
I don't know. I figured they'd catch your attention. He almost told me that. He thought it was pretty funny.
So the guy went right from having chickens dance on hot plates to managing Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hold on a second, Mage. My hotline is ringing. Hold on a second.
That's Major Bill Smith from Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hotline.
Yeah, man, wait for my pizza.
Well, that's the same idiot.
Ah, go away.
Can we change this number?
Come on, let's change this number tomorrow, all right?
Hello, Mage, back to you. Back to you, Mage.
Okay.
So Elvis liked watching chickens.
You sound better than after.
Oh, we're happy. We're happy to be on this station. We weren't happy on the other station.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, about Elvis and the hot plate.
Well, now, let me tell you something about something very important.
Yes, Mage.
Mickey Herskowitz, who did Dan Rather's, Leon Jaworski, Howard Cosell, Betty Davis's book, Bow, wrote the charts for 21 weeks. Mickey is finishing up, I hope, this weekend, our book, our new book that's going to be the biggest thing since the Bible, that's going to tell nothing but the truth.
Memphis Mystery 2?
Memphis Mystery, but it's not going to be part 3 or part anything. It's
bigger than the Bible.
It's also going to have
pictures,
chapter by the kid who spent 5 years with him 24 hours a day and so forth.
Any pictures?
I beg your pardon?
Pictures.
The only two pictures of Elvis Presley post-1977 belongs to Major Bill Smith.
Yeah, it's going to be in the book.
And they'll be in the book. One of them is the million-dollar picture with Muhammad Ali and Jesse Jackson.
Jackson, right.
You're very familiar with that.
Any pictures of chickens?
No.
Dancing on hot plates with sawdust.
But I'll tell you something about chickens, if you'll be serious for just a second.
All right, let's be serious, Mike.
Sure, okay, let's be serious. We're not going to laugh anymore.
All right, Major, serious.
It's a long time, and when the Major said,
dudes,
as
right,
Downey
baby.
Said to everybody when they were hot,
all right, partner.
When Downey said, cool it, I want to hear a Major.
All right,
you
partner.
Guys, cool it a minute. You mentioned something very precious.
Yeah, baby.
It's because Elvis's beloved mother was always a country woman like my mama, and she had her chickens out in the back of the mansion, and she used to, the old country women, if you have any of them listening up there.
They put them on hot plates.
Congresswomen might have been on the country one time. They carried corn around in their aprons and fed the chickens. And
what the hell are you talking about?
You started laughing so much.
Mage,
Well, hold on,
Paige. What are you talking? Okay, so the women carried corn in their aprons and fed the chickens on hot plates.
Okay, you started laughing.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll stop.
We will let you tell your story.
Stop laughing because I think you are going to think it's beautiful.
Okay, I tell you what. We'll turn the microphones on. Is this going to have some kind of a sad ending, like with somebody getting a disease or something?
No.
It's not a tragic ending. It's a sweet story.
Well, I'll stop it at the fact that. It's amazing to me that with the big mansion down there and everybody in the world, they had 600,000 people last year come down there to see that concrete slab down there.
Yeah, but what about the woman in the backyard with the
something about
his mother? His mother had chickens in the back of the mansion and she fed them corn.
Right. That's it.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Well, come on, Major. We couldn't laugh during that.
What the heck's so special about that?
Well. Okay.
Did Elvis have any hot plates in the mansion?
No.
Saw that. All right, Mage, we're going to go.
Hot plates.
I bet he had hot plates. We're going to go, Mage. We'll call you again soon.
Hey, it's good to hear from you guys, man.
Good to hear from you, baby.
That's right. God bless you, partner.
God bless you, and keep rocking.
Hi, partner.
Bye-bye, partner.
Bye-bye. Major
Nailed
Bill Smith.
Ponderous,
wow.
Man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Man.
So you get a hot plate, you put a little sawdust on it, you put a chicken on, and that's how Colonel Tom Parker started.
But make sure you got your passport.
21 passengers. Hey, stop. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. Really, that guy stepped down to one. And, you know, his mom just carrying corn in an apron.
Oh, man. His mind just throws dartboards. Oh. You know, darts on dartboards, and it lands on different things.
I was just talking about my friend John Daniels.
It is 21 minutes past 3. Diamond went through commercials here?
Yes.
WJFK FM 106.7 and AM 1300. Bert the Weatherman says, afternoon clouds. High today in the 80s. Rain tonight. Low in the 60s. And showers ending by late tomorrow with a high 85. Make it 78. WJFK, Good Guy Degrees Outdoors Now. Praise the Brides in the next hour. We'll take some more of your calls. Charlie will be here. Phone booth game coming up today. I promise the Vibrator Olympics will give away $106. And next, we'll start going through some of these wacky tapes that we've got on Big Big Reels to find out. Hopefully we'll find the bad Billy Warner tape, too, here on WJFK. So listen or die. It's 322.
106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
It's 3:26, and here is the traffic lady. When are we going to get a real line for this, you know?
I don't know. I'm tired of this phone deal, though.
But your name's still Chris,
it
right?
It is that. And you guys are? Oh, I know. Don and Mike. The hot spot this afternoon, guys, in Fairfax County. Rolling Road, two accidents. Old Keene Mill Road and Rolling Road and Berkeley Road and Rolling Road. Also an accident working North Kings Highway just north of Route 1. Southbound on the George Washington Parkway, some slow traffic from 123 down to Pimmett Run. Earlier construction has been cleared. Inbound 66 road work still set up in the right lane at Nutley Street. That is making for a slow roll to the Capitol Beltway. Shirley Highway in fine shape so far this afternoon. Just some sluggish traffic as you reach the Occoquan. I'm Chris Gamble for Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Super.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
JV, Jimbo Vance,
our close personal friend.
26 minutes past 3 with Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK and AM 13. Let's try Mark Rippett again on his birthday.
Yeah, all we want to do is sing to him. I mean, we've done this for a couple of years, and we'd like to do it again this year.
Plus, we'd like to buy him. We'd like to buy his services. Now, that line's still busy.
Can we do the operator thing where it's an emergency?
Oh, hold on. I bet he's out at Redskins Park now anyway, right?
Yeah, they're probably working out today. Yeah, Monday's their day. Tuesday's their day.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Yeah, can I have a number for Redskins Park, please?
Hold on, wait. All right.
The number is area code 703.
Yes.
471-9100.
Okay. Now we're going to call the place that Joe Gibbs calls home, where he spends almost every night asleep in his office. Joe, you've won 5 games in a row. You must be happy. Well, no, I'm not. I'm concerned.
Yeah, we got another big game coming up.
It's Travel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Redskins Park?
No. You dialed the wrong number. It's 471-9100.
What did I dial?
You dialed 1-900.
Oh, well, this is WJFK. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Sibley.
Sibley. Oh,
Sibley Hospital.
Huh?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Hey, Dave Shriver's probably having lunch there today. Goodbye.
Bye.
The way my mom does. Bye.
Man, she's pleasant. If somebody calls, it's like bleeding profusely from the neck. I can't breathe.
9-100. It's 28 minutes past 3. WJFK. And that'll line at Redskins. Oh, it's probably all the numbnuts calling it now. We've given the number out on
Yes, so we had that little delay. We got the number over information, and then we had a little delay giving the heathens time to get that phone.
All you numbnuts. All right, well, we'll come back to Mark Rippon in a second. Let's try Florence Henderson, who's in town. Ooh, Wessonality.
Ooh, Wesson Oil. Florence. I just picture Florence in a big tub filled with Wesson Oil.
Oh, have you ever seen a... She's like a sexaholic, too, now.
Wessonality.
I saw her, I believe, on maybe on the Discovery Channel.
We saw her in Los Angeles, didn't we?
Talking about how great her sex life is. Yeah, we saw her at the airport.
Remember, and I was the only one that really recognized her?
She was about 20 miles of bad road.
Florence.
Hello.
Hello, Sun Plaza Hotel.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike from JFK. You're on the air. Florence Henderson, please.
Thank you. I'm on the air, huh?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
All righty. Okay.
What do I win? Nothing?
Well, if you put us through to Florence Henderson and we talk to her, we'll give you a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But only if we get to talk to her.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. She's married, like, to a guy who's 20 years younger than her or something, I think.
He's a doctor.
That's right. I always get the two confused. She's not married to that Marty Ingalls guy.
No, that's Shirley Jones.
See, I always get those two confused.
Oh, dear.
They both have the same pixie-like haircut, though.
She's got a nice show on the... Florence has the show on the National Network, right?
Yeah.
Where they, like, cook and sing country music.
All right, let me connect you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Back in the 1600s, Mueslix was the cereal of choice for many... All right.
Here we go. We've called her before, haven't we?
I think so. I think she was nice.
Is she the one? No. Oh, Shirley Jones was the one. Speaking of Shirley Jones, was the one that sued the DJs in Orlando.
Oh, see, I thought Florence was, and I got a little nervous when I saw that we had her phone number today.
No, well, she's not there. Cheryl Ladd is staying at the same hotel, so we'll try her.
Oh.
Now, she's married to some old Italian shipping guy or something, right? Aren't they all a Charo? Charo, Pia Zadora, Cheryl Ladd, all those big buxom blondes. Hello?
Hello? No answer.
Oh, hello. How about Cheryl Ladd, please?
Well, how about you? How about Efren Zimbalist?
How about Efren Zimbalist? Yeah, I'll take him.
FBI.
Yeah, sure, I'll take him. That'll get you a T-shirt.
Yeah, he's here.
All right, well, that would get you a T-shirt if we talked to Efren Zimbalist.
How am I going to know this? I mean, how are you going to get my name in?
I tell you what. If we talk to Efren Zimbalist, I swear to God, this is Don and Mike from WJFK. We'll call you right back.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Okay. You want to try Efren Zimbalist, Jr., because he's very nice, down to earth.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk to him.
Conversation with him yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Anything else happen?
His daughter's a hot tomato.
Yeah,
isn't she?
Stephanie.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll take him.
I'll ring his room for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Guess he's fraternizing with the whole staff. Ephraim's got a big party going. Oh, boy. What are we going to ask him?
How old are you?
He's on the name.
Oh, no, to Ephraim. We're thinking of what we're going to ask him. He's still in control of his bladder.
You know, they're all out. I don't know where they could be.
What do you think they are? What are they all doing
there? They had something going on.
Is it a Depends undergarment convention they're having or something?
Is Cheryl Ladd at the hotel? Is she there?
Can we try her room next?
Sure, hold on.
Okay. Looks like the most helpful hotel lady we've ever had. We're going to ask her for something.
Afternoons. That's why I'm going to attribute everything to afternoons. It's afternoons. It's being in the afternoon. People are waking up and they're feeling good.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, she's still there. Hey, what's your first name?
My name is Mary.
Mary, where are you from, Mary?
Right here in D.C. Where are you calling from?
From WJFK Radio
in beautiful Fairfax.
Oh, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Don and Mike before?
What station is come on? Are you on the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio, WJFK. Let's explain that again. We're 106.7.
We used to work at 105.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of us?
No. I don't listen to the radio. I'd be much.
Well, now we got that out of the way. Can we talk to Cheryl Ladd, please?
I'm ringing her room for you now.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
When we get through, I'll
like
do my...
I said, they're probably all out.
The line is busy?
No, wait a minute. She's checked out.
Oh, yeah. What a bummer.
Oh, well, listen, is there anybody else famous staying in your hotel today?
Then I could command her to come down and see Don and Mike.
Oh, Bosley from Charlie's Angels.
Angels, go down and see the two afternoon disc jockeys at WJFK. Cheryl, I command you to go down there and take all of your clothes off.
Stop playing, man.
Walk into there. Pardon me?
Stop playing.
You stop playing now, Mike.
I'm sorry.
You checked out.
She checked out. Well, is there anybody else there famous, or we'll just give you a T-shirt and leave you alone?
Charlton Heston?
Well, famously, except the people that are in charge of Child Help USA.
No, we'll give you a T-shirt.
Where are you going to send it? To here or where?
Well, hold on. Just sit down and cross your legs, and we'll take the information from you, okay?
And what is your first name?
Mary.
Mary. And Mary, let me ask you something now that we've forged this relationship. What's your favorite radio station?
106.5.
Very seven. Close. Seven.
107?
Right. No, 106.7.
Oh, 0.7.
Right. Do you remember our call letters? It's like a president. It's like WLBJ.
But it's a different president. Do you remember our call letters?
WLBJ.
No, it's not WLBJ.
Come on now, Mary. We're going to try to help you with this one, okay? It's another president. Not LBJ, but it's initials of a president, okay?
Famous president.
W. Come on, Mary.
W.
Think of a president's initials. Famous.
John.
Yeah.
John Kennedy. That's all right. John.
WJK. That's right.
WJK.
You got it right. Way to go, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It's WJFK.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
There's that high school education paying off in Spain.
Way to go, Mary.
Okay, Mary. Thanks for listening, and hold on a second. Okay. Hey, Diana, will you pick this up? Okay, hold on, Mary.
Thank you.
I'll be right back and give you a T-shirt. And it is 3:34, good guy time, at WJFK. So we'll call back, I guess, to try to talk to Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
I'm a little bummed out that we didn't get through to one of the angels.
Now, about these wacky tapes we have,
mm-hmm.
We have, like I mentioned earlier, nearly 2,000 tapes at the other radio station. So what we're going to do now is just start going through these big reels of tape we have to try to listen to these tapes one at a time. To see if they merit staying or if they should be balked and we can get others.
Should I stay or should I go? Da, 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 da. So right. We'll let you listen to them too, and we'll be editing them as we speak.
Not hearing this. Wait a minute. There we go. How about now?
Is it on? Number nine?
Number nine. What am I doing wrong here? Engineer guy?
Dan?
Somebody?
Dan?
Anybody?
Dan or Dan?
Got it.
There it is. We got it taken care of.
Wait a minute.
It's okay. We got it all taken care of. It's fine. It's under control.
Okay.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Doing a fine job.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, program director.
Okay, we got the tapes now.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Arsenio Hall, and you're listening to the new sounds of Don and Mike on 105 WAVA.
Well, we can just cut out the WAVA part, right?
Yeah, you could just have, hi, this is Arsenio Hall, and you're listening to the new sound of Don and Mike.
Sure.
The 45th new sound of Don and Mike. All right,
sure.
What's next?
I don't know.
Hey, there's a favorite.
Oh, bravo.
There's a favorite, the Linda McCartney tape. All right, start it from the beginning. Lovely Linda.
All right.
Oh, this is a classic. Linda McCartney, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody asked for this yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah.
There is by request now.
Wow, they isolated her microphone.
I'll say this, though. She's good to look at.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
And listen to that tambourine. It's almost to the time of the music.
She's working on her makeup, probably.
Oh, man.
Let me fast forward a little bit.
Good singer, good looker.
Hold on a second.
There you go. Right.
All right, now it's fast forwarded.
It's the best part when she does the...
when she screams.
Here we go. Oh, bingo!
McCartney.
No, 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 no.
We gotta save this one.
No, 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 no.
Oh, sing it, Linda. Sing it to me.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, baby.
Bravo.
All right, that's a keeper. That is definitely a keeper. And we will put that into our file.
That goes on for a while. Hold on a second.
Well, it's a good song. She sings it well. She's Linda McCartney, ladies and gentlemen.
There's the end.
All right. And, of course, that entire standing ovation for Linda. And Linda alone.
What's this?
Our cat. Did you get any cat women on the air? We'll need that.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll save this one, too.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, ma'am.
Yeah, we need that.
All right.
Yeah, that's for our $15 million Catwoman.
That's right.
Still pending, incidentally, that lawsuit.
Mike, Andrea. Hey, Stacy, before you go, you know, we're always getting a quiz from Mike. Take a look at this.
This is from Channel 9.
Yeah, Mike Buchanan, we gave him a sport coat.
Mike, in blue or in brown?
I prefer Mike in blue. That is blue, isn't
that
it?
That is blue. Well, good thinking, because we've had some people call up. They don't like him in brown, and they made a difference.
Don and Mike from Wave. I think it's a...
See, right there, we could just cut out the from Wave, and all right. Of these can be kept over here, then.
Just Will Don and Mike sent me this.
I think it's from Goodwill.
No, you always have the blues on Monday, so that's the way it goes.
Exactly. It's perfect
Stacey.
For that. Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey. Talk to you later.
At the hotel.
Yeah, they got a thing going on.
Not all of you.
Oh, Ken DeFutis.
Some of you at some time in your life will meet a love. He or she will delight you and enthrall you. You will frolic. You will dream together. Your breath and heart will work as one.
This guy's going to make me vomit.
We should explain this. This is a guy that thinks he's a singer.
And that...
I'm going to go past him for a while, because there's like 4 minutes of him on this.
Yeah, and he's Ken DeFutis. He's a guy that thinks he's a singer. He's from the Boston area, and he absolutely has no talent. We thought it was very funny to play some of his selections, but we won't bore you with them at this moment. Thank you. What's this?
This might be another one of his songs.
I think for... Hi, gang. This is Money Man. Good morning with my buddies Don and Mike, and here's my new hit single, thanks to them. We had a great time at that party right here at 105 WAVA.
We don't even need
Peace
that.
In our time.
Not just a drunk Eddie Money, because we can get Eddie.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Orlando, and I just want you to know I never, ever listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I mean, I don't even know how to say his last name. Okay, the Morning Zoo.
See, right there, we just cut it with the Morning Zoo.
That's right.
Hey, I don't mind the station, but these two guys, forget it.
There you go.
See, we'll be able to have all these things. Oh, yeah, Frank riding an elephant.
Now, is he on this, or is this just the generic elephant sound effect?
I believe Frank was actually riding the elephant.
He got a lot of satisfaction out of that, too. He eagerly straddled that elephant's gigantic neck. That was our friend.
Yes, B Bubbles, please.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yes, this is one morning we called Eddie Murphy. And,
this is a good one.
I did my Jack Nicholson voice, and Eddie didn't like it.
This is a good one. Oh, I see where we are. Oh, good. There's even something to follow along here.
Great.
They could probably the Mirage is coming up.
Yes, B Bubbles, please. Thank you.
You know, I sure do bet that Mr. Whipple is the kind of guy who maybe they're looking for in Great Falls. Don't know why. Just think he's the kind of guy that might want to saddle up.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Ed there?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Jack.
Who's Jack?
Jack Nicholson.
This is Jack Nicholson. Hey, what are you, like a... This
it is
a man called this room at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, hi, we're a couple of DJs. Your voice is not on the air.
Oh, yeah, well.
Right,
that's a good one.
I think we bonded with him. I know it might not sound like that on the surface, but I think we bonded with Eddie Murphy when we did that.
That's a good one.
All right, what's next? You got the sheet to follow along with?
One more time.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, this is a great song. Wait, can you play this from the beginning? This is a good song.
All right, hold on a second.
It's a good. Isn't this the Dirty Frank song? It's about the dirtiest song that he ever.
Molest me.
Molest me, let me in. I'll squeeze your thigh, baby.
Yeah, all right, hold on a second.
Show me your breasts, my darling, I'm Frank. I want to see them right now.
Here we go. Here it is right here on WJFK.
Don't deny me, satisfy me one more time.
Sing it, Blue Eyes.
Barricade me in, invade me one more time.
I'll break your legs.
Sacrifice me, don't be nice, be wild and free.
All right.
Make the sex spot symbol out of little old me.
Hey, Mike, with Frank Sinatra in the background, as has been told by Diana, we have two more breaks to get in this hour. Hey, we are in that sold-out area.
We have to break for commercial. You mean?
But we'll be right back with more of the music of your life on WJFK FM and AM.
Use your muscles, my corpuscles wanna grow.
Cool, Frank, I'm hot.
Assault me, attack me, lose control.
My nipples are erect.
Let's smother each other in a good old stranglehold.
Hey, I'm standing at attention.
There's nothing but loving on my mind.
Say hi to little Frank.
Don't deny me, satisfy me one more time.
Where's the oil?
Me, vandalize me, have a
fall. Alright, we'll do that again in a second. And do you want to take some calls next?
Let's do it.
Alright, real fast, folks. Real quick phone scan at 202-432-1067. Next on WJFK.
It's my birthday today. I'll wear a barrel.
WJFK FM Manassas, Washington. And WJFK Baltimore. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Yeah, we're sold out right now. That's why we're a little behind. We got to do an extra stop set here in a second. The new advertisers, I'd urge you to buy your commercials now.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Before the ratings go up. Mm-hmm. Because when our ratings start to go up, that's when the spot rates go up. And the rating book comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the time to get that bargain basement rate.
So I think tomorrow we'll read the ratings on the air. And we'll find out how bad the other station's doing without us.
Right.
And we'll see where we're starting from here, what our first rating book will be here. And we'll see what Chris Core has.
And we'll keep posting you as, you know, as each month goes by as to how we're doing. And actually, if you're a fan of this show, how you're doing.
I would go from worst to first. But now at 3:47, here is the traffic lady.
Well, thanks, guys. We've got a serious accident working Route 28 and Frying Pan Road. That's just south of the Dulles Toll Road. It's a serious fender bender. Medevac helicopter on the scene, landing on Route 28, shutting that down in both directions. Southbound on the Shirley Highway, slow traffic this afternoon through Springfield and Newington. Just backed up about a 1 mile delay at the Occoquan River Bridge. Earlier construction now cleared. Outer loop ramp to southbound Route 1 has been reopened. Slowing outbound 66 this afternoon, Vienna Metro Station out to 123. I'm Chris Gamble, Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Sharon Pratt Dixon, Mayor of the District of Columbia.
Be sweet.
Never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. The Morning Zoo.
Right there, you cut it right there.
Right before she says Morning Zoo, it's perfect.
Be sweet. I'm Babble, listen. This is, I guess, just the theme to The Simpsons.
Yeah, what a great theme it is, too.
All right, and with this in the background, let's take some of your calls here as we work towards the last stop set of the hour. Praise the Bride's coming up in the next few on WAVA, WJFK.
WJFK. We'll get over that. It'll take some time.
Plus low-budget Jeopardy and more. But now you are on the air at 3:49 on WJFK FM and AM 1300. Hello?
Hi, who's this, Mike or Don?
Both of us. Hello?
Hi, I was a guy called yesterday and was talking about SwimFest, and you said I was making a hate call. And I just wanted to apologize. It
well, you know, I got
to
be honest with you. I put you up in above the love calls in sort of a question mark category.
Right. I think it was in the idiot category, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the idiot category. We weren't putting that in the hate category.
Well, all I wanted to say was I saw you guys on Channel 4 yesterday, and I take it all back. You should definitely stay with. In fact, you should share the stuff with Don.
Oh. Shut up.
Now it's
the radio. This is TV, folks.
Now it's graduated to a hate call.
Hello to the UJFK. It's graduation day. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. It's glad you're back. No.
I'm glad you're back.
Guys,
same idiot. All right, there we go. So I had to hit the delay again.
Okay.
That'll be just that guy's special button.
That's right. It's It's glad to have you back. We should know that.
Well, JFK, yes.
Hey, I heard your tapes when I was over in Saudi Arabia, and I was just got back, and I was very disappointed. I couldn't find you anymore.
Man, you just got back?
Well, we were there for a while.
When did you go over?
Oh, middle of November or so.
Are you kidding? You were there like almost a year?
Just about.
Wow. I thought all those guys over there after the, did you see any action?
Well, not myself individually, but we were right behind the guys on the front lines. But we still got a lot of guys over there. There's still probably over 40,000 of our boys sitting over there.
You know, that's a good point. I'm curious, how many guys are like you that actually have been over there since this whole thing began?
Oh, there's still probably about 6,000 or 7,000 reservists, guys who volunteered and there are, you know, a lot of the units who went over there have come back on their own, but the guys that volunteered are still over there.
See, the USO, we used to do the thing with the USO and a bunch of other radio stations where they would tape our show and send them over there and make sure that the tapes got to guys who were from this area. And so I guess, where are you from? Where do you live around here?
I live in Annandale.
So, you heard him over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's great. Well, welcome home.
Thanks. Welcome back to you, too.
Thank you. Bubba.
All right.
This is my first DJ Bubba of the day.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in the desert.
Hello, WJFK.
Thank you.
Chris Core.
Give that fan a contract.
Hello, 106.7.
Yeah, hello there, Don Mike. How you doing?
Hi, you're on the air. Fine.
I was just flipping through the channels yesterday, and wow, it's Don and Mike. What a surprise.
Are you talking about the radio channels or the TV channels?
Radio channels.
Okay.
Hey, has anybody seen that commercial without the bags on our heads yet?
Did you see the one where we took the bags off last night?
No, I didn't see it. Was it on?
No, I didn't see it.
So my question was, I also heard you interview Frank yesterday. It's too bad he's not coming over with you guys. And I was wondering about that half-hour cavalcade of comedy. He did an expert job of editing that stuff in the morning. Are you guys going to do anything like that?
Well, you know, the thing is, we used to do that in the morning because they wanted our show to start at 5:30.
Right.
And we were too lazy to go on at 5:30, so we had Frank get there at 5:30 and play all these little tapes that we're playing for you today. We'd have Frank play those, like 8,000 of those in the morning, but now, I mean, we're ready to go at 2 o'clock, so
yeah,
probably not.
How about, like, 5 minutes worth of time?
I think that's a good idea. A mini cavalcade once in a while. You should do that, Don.
All right, we will.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I'll leave the rest of the hands of my friend Jimbo Vance.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Love you, babe.
Thank you, JV.
Love you. WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
How you doing this afternoon?
Just fine.
Yesterday afternoon, I was listening to your first show. I was in my truck, and I couldn't call you, wondering how well you come across on 1300 AM.
Now, where were you?
I started out in Charles County, PG Charles County line, and I listened to FM until I lost you up near Bowie, switched over to AM, and picked you up from Bowie all the way up to Pasadena.
There you go. Sounds like we're well covered then.
And we can get you in Annapolis. They get you in Annapolis. I had you in Annapolis this morning on 1300. Not you, but I had the station this afternoon on 1300 in Annapolis.
Good. Hey, thanks. That's what we like to hear. For everybody, all you Bowieites, mm-hmm. all you PG County folks, and also in Upper Montgomery County around Damascus, if you can't get the FM real good, you can turn to 1300 AM and hear the exact same crap.
Yes, out of Baltimore. Good. And we'd like to get a taste of Baltimore,
good.
If we could.
Ooh,
taste seasoning.
A taste of the block.
Oh.
A taste of Pollock Johnny's. Hello to you. JFK, that's a place in Baltimore, right on the block.
Was there actually a Pollock Johnny himself?
I don't know, but you can get a hell of a foot long there. In more ways than one. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. Welcome back.
Hello.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you back on. The mornings were awful without you, and I'm so glad that you're back on the afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to be back.
And I am listening on 1300.
Hey, there you go. Where
in
are you?
Beaumont.
It's our first call. Hey there, boy.
It's your Baltimore broad. You're calling from the middle of Baltimore.
Hey there, boy.
I'm up in the northern part of Baltimore.
Northern Baltimore?
Hey. Yeah.
Is that near the stadium?
North of that.
North of the stadium.
How about them O's?
How about them O's?
Hey, boy, I miss them counts. Step our birthday really screwed us over, you know.
Hey, but we got your skipjacks, huh?
That's right.
All right.
Well, good. Well, thanks for listening. Did you listen to us on the other station, or are you actually a Baltimorean who's just listening for the first time?
No. I listened to you before. I won on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Ooh.
And you really made my morning.
Hey, wait a minute. I can think. I think we actually smell Baltimore here.
Oh, that's Baltimore. Oh, that Baltimore smell.
Isn't it wonderful? The harbor.
That's lovely to the harbor. And it's low tide, too.
Well, thanks a lot for listening.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you're back.
We got to go. Keep listening on that AM. Hello, WJFK.
Today's the day after Tuesday.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, now listen. Listen. Are you there?
Yes.
Don't wear out your welcome now. We hated you at the other place. You can call us once a week.
Okay, can you maintain that for us, please? Once a week.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to take away your phone privileges.
Hey, I called that guy from WMEL and did it to him. I said, today's the day after Don and Mike came back. He got mad.
He got mad. That's great.
You're like
you're
the
doing
perfect
that.
You're like the perfect guy to call that station.
Mm-hmm.
You can call WMAL as much as you like, but all you have to say is Don and Mike are taking over.
Right.
Don and Mike are back.
And then if you could use this same voice and ask Chris Core and go, hey, do you have any body hair?
Hello, WJFK. Do you think he shaves?
Shaves his body?
I think Chris shaves his body hair.
No, I think he uses a cream hair remover.
Like Nair. Hello?
Good afternoon, D&M.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
I'm so glad you guys are back.
Well, hey, we're glad to be back. Thank
you. The pets. I'm glad I have someone that I can bond with on Trekkie.
Yes, another Trekkie.
Another one. Well, yeah.
I went to a convention in Greenbelt with the wife, and I asked her, I said, let's just go for a hoot to see what it's like. And I asked her, I said, do we look as geeky as the rest of these people here?
You know, really, that's where I draw the line. I love the show, I love the merchandising, but I just don't think I'd ever be able to go to one of those things.
Maybe this fellow knows something about that Picard pantsuit that you're interested in.
Did you see the new episode last night on Channel 4?
Sharp outfit.
Now, where do you think I could get one of those suede jackets he had on?
You know, I don't know.
And did you see he had on, like, the Kirk pants with the bell bottoms that came up to his shins?
Yeah, but what concerns me, not the pants, but the blue top. See, red is command. I don't know what this blue color says.
And it was not the normal. It was not the normal blue, like Dr. Crusher blue. It was a slightly more more aqua blue.
I don't think it's Federation colors. I think he's went off on his own.
Jeez. What? Federation colors. As a first close, sir, move out front of the told you.
Oh, all right, thank you, sir.
You know, I was thinking maybe we could call Paramount, and you could call costuming at Paramount and find out.
Hey, we can do that now. Good idea, WJFK. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and welcome you guys back. I was actually going to give you a hard time about that weak FM signal, but I heard the previous caller and didn't know you were on AM, so I really don't have a gripe.
See, that's right. Everybody wanted to call and say, we can't hear you. But if you're in that outlying area where you can't get the FM, you can pick us up on AM. And actually now, I read some piece of propaganda that Ken Stevens, general manager of the Heart, put out, saying that WJFK now has the best coverage area of any Washington / Balmer area radio station.
There you go.
So we can get you in the morning, too.
Yes, you can.
Because I listen to Howard also, and I lose him right about Howard County.
Okay, we'll start listening on AM.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, I'm listening from Baltimore.
Oh, yes, another Baltimore on, Mike.
This would be a Baltimore dude as opposed to a Baltimore dude.
Hey, dude.
And you're way better than anybody on the Baltimore
Well, air. That's true, but again, you know, police bands are better than anybody on Baltimore radio.
And I got to tell you something. You know, for a long time, both Don and Mike, we both got special bonds with the city of Baltimore.
Hey, Diana, do we have commercials coming up again? No more commercials? Do we have commercials again? Yes, no, maybe so. Okay, we got to do them here.
Did we wake up from a deep sleep over there, Diana?
Stub Bears. You JFK, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike, how you doing?
I almost said good morning, didn't you?
Well, I used to listen to you in the morning, so.
Well, hi. Good afternoon, everybody.
You know, it sounds so much nicer.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don
and Mike. Even beyond that, good Wednesday afternoon to you. As we head the downside to the weekend, to another wonderful Washington weekend. And this weekend, I'll be going to the Renaissance Festival.
This is afternoon with Don and Mike.
I will be going to the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Oh, good luck with that. I tried that. Last year.
I went last. We both went last year around the same time.
We went the same day, and you somehow slipped through the massive throng, and I couldn't get in. The lines were too long. It's so popular.
I have visions of steak on a steak dancing in my head right now. Hello.
Hi there, how you doing?
Fine.
Well, the reason I was calling is to let you know that I live in Frederick, and you can hear you in Frederick on both AM and FM, the whole way up, 270.
Oh, that's great, so you can basically sample two different sound experiences.
Yes, it's just an interesting experience.
Well, okay, same to you.
Did she just hang up?
Yes, she did. Apparently it was too interesting an experience for her. Hello, WJFK.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you can. Good Wednesday.
Oh,
afternoon.
Good, you guys.
On the downside of the weekend. Yes, I'll be taking the family up to the Renaissance Festival this weekend for a little turn of the century action. A little steak on a steak. A little jousting. That'll be super. A little friar talk action. Hello.
Hey, listen, I called because...
because the guy that called about the Domino's pizza, when he left that phone number, that wasn't the phone number at Redskins Park, was it?
No.
Did you notice that?
You mean, well, you know, the Redskins have been known to toy with us like a ball of yarn before. Are you going to call the park again?
I'm calling the number the guy gave me.
Okay.
The number the guy gave me when he called and supposedly ordered the pizza. It's exactly 4 o'clock. We can do commercials right here, right now.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Sorry. Hello, WJFK. Last call.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
All right. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, it's like really nice to hear you guys' voice, but I miss you in the morning.
Well, alter your sleep pattern.
I plan to, just for you guys.
Are you listening to us on AM or FM?
I'm on AM, hon.
Hey, it's another AM. That AM is going to kick some butt.
Hey,
it sure is.
I travel a lot between D.C. and Baltimore, and it is so nice to be able to just punch one button and keep the same show, particularly your show, on the air.
That's
Amen.
Great. All right. All right, thank you,
That's
my
great.
Friend.
All right, guys.
We got to go do those commercials. It's 4 o'clock, and next... Praise the Brides,
mm-hmm.
From your Washington Post. So get out the Post. It's in the style section, and there's 10 beautiful.
Let's see, we got
10 beautiful ladies today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ah! 8, 9, yeah, they're all there.
Ah!
They're all there, and we'll praise the Brides next. So get out your Washington Post and call us at 202-432-1067. It's 401.
Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106 FM and AM 1300 WJFK. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
Damn straight. 405. And I am damn straight. And here's the traffic lady.
Southbound on the Shirley Highway, guys. We got some slow traffic now. 395 slows from Seminary down to Landmark, and then again Lorton down to the Occoquan. South of the Occoquan Bridge, we're heavy down to 123. That's because of an accident on the opposite side of the roadway. Everybody's got to slow down and take a look at it, though. Outbound 66 flowing from the Vienna Metro Station out to 123. All lanes are open and incident-free. South side of the Capitol Beltway, a little bit slow on the inner loop from 355 to the Mormon Temple. And for our friends in Baltimore, a big problem up there. Jackknife tractor trailer on the west side of the Inner Loop Beltway. The ramp to westbound Liberty Road is blocked off with that tractor trailer. Expect lane closures throughout the rest of the day. I'm Chris Gamble for Metro Traffic Control on WJFK.
Yes, you are. And don't forget, if you can't get us on FM, if it's all splotchy, much like
Catherine Hepburn's skin.
Yeah, I was trying to think of somebody's skin. Thank you.
All right.
Try us on 1300 AM, WJFK AM, and that is out of Ballmer. Here are last week's television ratings.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody cares, here's the top 10 shows. Home Improvement, Evening Shade, Full House, Major Dad, Designing Women. This is what's wrong with this country. You want to know what's wrong with the country? Listen to the top 10 television shows.
Where's American Detective?
Didn't make it. 60 Minutes, Murphy Brown, Cheers, Top Cops. Roseanne.
You mean none of the reality programming's in there?
Didn't make it.
Oh,
and it's 4:06 at WJFK. Now, just ahead of Praise the Bride.
Is Cops in there anywhere? Anywhere at all?
No.
Oh.
No. Cops, all those shows did beat Mark and Brian, however. Mark and Brian's show came in like 90 seconds.
Oh, did it? Oh, let's give that a round of applause.
They're so cute.
All right.
Do you have music for Praise the Brides? Can you come up with something on that keyboard for Praise the Brides?
Yeah, hold on just a second. I've got several on here.
Long...
I think Sing would be the proper song for that. Hold on. Wait, stop.
Sing a song.
All right, here we go.
Once again, it's time for Praise the Brides.
Yeah, that's it.
Well... The reason we're doing Praise the Brides again, and well, let's play the whole song then, so we can just keep talking on it.
Listen, see, it's just going to, there you go.
Sing a song.
Okay.
So now, we stopped doing Praise the Brides for a while because the Post complained when we worked at the other radio station. It's been a long time since we've done Praise the Brides. And then we found out recently, through a source that we can't name, that the reason the Washington Post keeps printing my real name in the radio column, well, they don't print anybody else's name, and that weasel Jeffrey York swears to God that he tries to keep my name out of it.
Right.
He keeps saying it's not me, it's the editors.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that the editors keep putting my name in because, quote, Catherine Graham said,
blank those guys. And she said that because she found out about us doing Praise the Brides out of the Washington Post.
Right, and they printed my real name again this week in the paper, so we're going to do Praise the Brides again.
And we'd love to find out, especially if Catherine's around. She could call us and let us know if she really was ticked off that we were doing that. We'd still do it.
Is she a big fan or what? And that was kind of a tribute to Catherine Graham. We just ran out. Do we have more?
Yeah, there you go. You can just start it up again. See?
Oh. And kind of as a tribute to Catherine Graham, we're going to have her come in and be the official spokeslady for the all-new Praise the Brides on WJFK.
Right.
So, Catherine, if you would come in and join us, please.
Come through with me, fellas!
Catherine, who has her eyebrows drawn on, much like Joan Crawford in the movie Mommy Dearest.
I dealt with some of the finest Hollywood executives, mister! Don't screw with me!
Now, is it true that you just keep printing my real name in the newspaper when you don't print anybody else's real names just because you're mad at us?
Mind your P's and Q's, Buster! I want you to know that I've dealt with some real toughies, Pally. I don't want to deal with you anymore. Christina, no more wire hangers!
Okay, going left to right on your radio dial, as Frank Herzog loves saying. From the style section of the Washington Post, look for the big page that says weddings, engagements, announcements.
There they are, baby.
There they are, left to right. Bride number one. Bride number two.
Lovely.
Bride number three.
What a throwback to the 50s.
Bride number four.
Hello there.
Bride, the very happy bride number five.
Christina.
Bride number six, who I'm guessing is totally dry.
Looks like an anniversary to me.
Bride number... Now, there's an ugly one. Bride number seven.
Bride number... Hello, Smiley.
Now, see, remember, what you got to remember, folks, is these are women who are paying to have their pictures published in the newspaper. It's not like we're just picking somebody around. They actually pay to have their pictures in.
And you haven't gotten to number eight yet.
Couple number eight.
What a fabulous photo.
Then bride number nine. Nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
But look at goofy old couple number 10.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two rows of brides, and what you do is call and you vote simply for the bride that you think is the best looking. And how about we give it enough time to go through that little sing thing one more time?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
So let's go right to the phones at 202-432-1067. I want three people in Baltimore. We're trying to get Ken Stevens, the manager with a heart, to get us a Baltimore line so you can call for free.
And just remember one thing, mister.
Yes, Catherine.
Don't screw with me.
Hello, WJFK. Praise the Brides.
John, Mike.
Yes, hi.
So glad to have you back on the air.
Thanks, we're glad to be back.
I vote for number one.
Bride number one. Because she's alluring.
I did not know this, that Sandra Bernhardt had a twin sister.
All right, thank you.
See, that's exactly how you play this little game. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Oh, hold on, time out. I'll be right back. Can we stop the music for a second?
Hold on.
I forgot to mention that the bride that gets the most votes will be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And if she calls us by the end of our show today, 6 p.m.
That's correct.
On WJFK, we'll give the bride and her groom a limo and a night at a nice restaurant and a nice hotel like the Four Seasons.
And maybe we can find some sort of appliance as well.
Right. Okay, now I'm sorry. Back to the music.
All right, here we go.
And back to the call. Hello, Praise the Brides.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for bride number 10.
Bride number 10.
Yeah.
Okay, it's starting to take shape now, isn't it?
Need I ask why?
Well, she's got that nice Neanderthal look.
That come hither look.
Yeah, that come hither. See, you wouldn't use Neanderthal. You'd use come hither as opposed to Neanderthal.
Yeah, if I were right, ask for a refund.
WJFK. She's one sexy cave lady. Hello?
Yeah, I would like to vote for bride number three.
Bride number three.
Yes, and why does she catch your eye?
I didn't know Dan Quayle cut hair, too.
Okay, we got us a horse race here.
WJFK.
Ah,
a delay.
There you go. All right.
That's, again, another delay call.
Thank you.
Hello, WJFK.
Number two, for sure.
Bride number two, why?
She has that I want you look in her eye. I think it's Catherine Graham's daughter.
All right.
Well, now, hold on. Let's make sure you really understand how to play this, though.
Okay. Well,
the way I'm looking at this, bride number two is not bad looking.
Well, I like her.
Right, you're supposed to pick the ugly ones.
Oh.
You see? Well, I know we really couldn't explain this clearly, but that's what it is.
It'd be no fun to come on and just pick out the pretty ones.
And now I have to...
Then I'll take Wally Cleaver's mother, number three.
All right, number three, there you go. Now you got it.
Well done. And number three, off to a commanding lead so far.
Maybe we should give the changes back to... We used to call it Berate the Brides.
Berate the Brides, right.
All right, well, then it's back to the...
That would make more sense.
All right, well, see, the thing is, the old station, they basically came to us and they said you have to call it Praise the Brides and not Berate the Brides anymore. So we're going to call it Berate the Brides.
Okay, so now you understand?
I got
you. So it's Bride 3. Thank you. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, can I have that happening music again?
Here we go. Reboo.
Hello, be ready for Bride.
Hey, I'd love to vote for Bride number one. She's so lovely, you could press her face and don't make any of her cookies.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Bride number three.
Boy, she's a runaway. What? How come nobody's voting for number seven?
I think number three's just got the larger photograph.
She's got the look. Hello, why are you voting for number three?
Yeah, because I don't know, nuns could be married, and she reminds me of Sally Field and Flying Nun.
There you go.
She does kind of. Thank you, sir. Hello, WJFK.
Hi, I want to play Praise the Bride.
Yeah, be right the bride. Go ahead and vote.
I think I want to vote for number three.
Number three again.
Yeah, I saw her picture before. I think I was it was at Graceland.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi, I wanted to vote for number one.
Number one, now this is getting close. Why are you voting for her?
Because I didn't know Carl Malden had a sex change operation.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay, as we run out of time here at 4:14, can you tell me what